You can support this podcast on patreon.com/firstpawmedia.
Welcome to the Rockin' Coaster Podcast, presented by First Paw Media. Whether your favorite is a Giga, a Steel Dive, or old Woody roller coasters are your thing, or you're a fan of classic rock, hard rock, or grunge, we talk about it here. Each summer, Robert and Michelle Forto travel the country in search of the best roller coasters and music festivals. Sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello and welcome to the Rockin' Coasters Podcast. I'm your host, Michelle Forto. To kick off the new year, we are starting something new every week. We are going to talk about the top rock albums of the year and share some cool facts from back in time. Sit back, kids. It's gonna be a wild ride. 1976. Did you know that my husband Robert and I are true Appleholics? We have been drunk on the apple juice since grade school. There is a reason why. Apple Computer was formed by Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak. The first computer reports say sold for $666.66. Huh. The mark of the beast? Makes you wonder. Remember last time when we said that Betamax was released in 1975? Well, VHS released Wins the War with Betamax tapes, although most agree it was an inferior product. Also, Sweden's most profitable corporation was pop group ABBA. Here's some quotes from 1976. Adrian! Sylvester Stallone in Rocky. Meow, 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 meow. That's the song from Meow Mix commercial in 1976. I hope that stays stuck in your heads. All right, let's jump into that top rock album of the year. Ramones? Ramones. As the 1970s wore on, there was a sense of dissatisfaction emerging that spurred a new genre, punk. And in 1976, Ramones were one of the first acts to bring the sound to the forefront with their self-titled debut disc, Blitzkrieg Bop. Will go down as one of the blueprints for the punk sound. But the self-titled disc had so much more to offer, including such standouts as Beat on the Brat, Judy is a Punk, and the Driving Havana Affair. But it wasn't all punk all the time, as I Want to Be Your Boyfriend felt like it could have been rooted in the 1950s, and 53rd and 3rd felt more like a straight-up rocker. The album also included a raucous punked up cover of the Chris Montez classic Let's Dance. This album signified a shift in the music scene, with Ramones being saluted as pioneers of a whole new sound. So guys, what do you think? Do you think you'll like this series? Please let us know in the comments and on our social channels. Just search Rockin' Coasters Podcast. And do me a favor and hit that subscribe button. One more thing, watch your podcast feed on Thursdays as we will do the same format for the top metal albums too. And one last bit of trivia. The cost of a Super Bowl ad in 1976 was $110,000. Keeps going up every year. And on that note, we'd love for you to support our show. Please head on over to patreon.com/firstpawmedia and sign up today and you'll get access to behind-the-scenes content, exclusive merch, and more. Remember, I'm your host, Michelle Forto, for First Paw Media, and I'll see you next time.